This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This might just be me, but I happen to think it's healthy every once in a while to take a break from everything going on in the world today, which is how last week I wound up at a brewery in Inglewood, California, hard by LAX, called Three Weavers. It's a craft brewery for sure. Independent, apparently, is the phrase du jour. It's one of those places where you can sit and sip a beer with a straight shot view of the fermentation tanks. And lest you think this is just me doing a beer story, I mean, it is, but it's also about a small business, its place in the local economy, and how its founders are planning to grow that business. But I did start by asking brewmaster Alexander Knoll that most logical of questions one might ask at a brewery. What's your favorite kind of beer?
I like IPAs, although, okay,
oh, yes.
Honestly,
there's a win. All right, we're good. This interview's over.
It's a hard question to ask a brewer. My taste changes. I pretty much want to drink a Pilsner all the time.
Yeah. So you know how, like, movie directors and producers and stuff will go sit in the back of a theater and watch their film with a blind audience?
Yeah.
Do you do that ever?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
You just go lurk and watch people drink your beer?
Well, I wouldn't say lurk. That seems like a really creepy way to put things. But, yeah, in some ways I do. I will lurk at bars occasionally. I know a lot of accounts that may not know me,
right,
and they give you just completely unadulterated feedback, and it's great. Because a lot of times,
great, or
most
ow,
people don't know that I'm the brewer. Oh, people can say bad things about the beer. There's nothing crazy, and a lot of it comes down to personal taste. So,
yeah.
I mean, taste is so subjective that that's great. I'm sorry if someone doesn't like the beer, but there's like 20 other people who love it. So,
yeah. How did you wind up doing this?
Brewing in general?
Yeah. It's because you're not your average brewer, shall we say.
I've been working on my beard for a while, but I'm having a hard time growing it in. I studied it in college, as an elective in my senior year. So I kind of fell for the art, the science, the whole, the activity.
I don't want to hit this too hard, but it and I won't after this, but when you go to LA brewer conventions or national or global brewer conventions, you're probably the only woman in the room, real close to it.
That's changing.
Is it?
Yeah. Over the course of the time that I've been in this industry, which is about 10 years now, it looked different earlier than it does now. There are far more women. We are still a vast minority of, like, the crowd in the room. But it grows all the time. Yeah.
Show me around, would you?
Yeah.
All right, good. Hi, I'm Kai.
Hi, Lynn
nice
Weaver.
Nice to see you. Introduce yourself. Tell me who
you are. My name is Lynn Weaver. I am the founder and CEO of Three Weavers Brewing Company.
Why did you start this company?
I was at home at that point in time with my three daughters, who are the Three Weavers, and I was brewing at home at that point in time. So when we actually started going down the road of opening up a brewery, I realized that my strengths lay much more on the business aspect than brewing. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that you're still early on in your business's life, and maybe the answer to this is I don't know yet, but when did you know you were going to make it?
I always knew I was going to make it. I plan out.
Because Alex just snorted over there, and she kind of went, huh.
She snorted because she's seen my projections, that's why.
So, well, what are the projections? Tell me.
We constantly update them within every 3 months because our growth has been going much faster than we anticipated, so I'm having to adapt them, you know, on a quarterly basis.
How hard is it for you with a great growth profile, clearly, that you both believe in? How hard is it for you to restrain that growth?
Demand is always good.
Yeah.
Oversupply is bad, right? We just happen to be very lucky and also fortunate that we started in Los Angeles, in California. California is the sixth largest economy in the world. Los Angeles is the largest beer market in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about a bubble, but it's not. It's not like real estate where you have manipulations in interest rates and like the Fed's controlling in that manner, right? It's a natural progression of how an industry will, like, grow.
What is the end goal here? Do you guys want to get sold? I mean, Golden Road, as you know, got sold to AB InBev, right?
Just we're not on that path. It's become very much of a family, and I think that Lynn and I feel responsible for what's going on in our employees' lives. So it's a labor of love, and even retirement in the brewing industry doesn't mean that much. So I like to quote one of my former employers, John Martin of Drake's, and he says that his end game is a pine box. And I think that's very true for a lot of brewers, including ours.
I would like to buy
some of your best IPAs, please.
All right, yeah. What are we pouring here?
Okay. We're going to start with our flagship here.
All right. Flagship's always a good way to go.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Expatriate IPA.
Okay.
Pretty good, actually, quite good, truth be told. Pictures, but sadly not samples, there at home in my fridge at marketplace.org.